Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is a friend that we made a few years back. It was the start of a beautiful relationship that has blossomed, no pun intended, into the Great Pumpkin Festival down in Plainville. It's been 7 years we've been talking.
Yes, we have. This is our eighth annual. Well, actually, we missed 2020.
That year has an asterisk for a lot of things that happened that year.
but we are back and in full force. It's better than ever.
And that's the thing. It does. It gets better and better every year. I mean, take us back to the beginning when this first concept started. Like, how did this event fiasco become something that we all wait for every year?
Okay, so back in the day, it has to be about maybe 10, 12 years ago, myself and a bunch of friends went up to the Keene, New Hampshire Pumpkin Festival, and it was amazing. And I said, we need this in the town of Plainville, where I have been for 35 years. And so I brought it to the town, and the town council and everybody in the town, they were all excited about it. So 8 years ago, we started it as we shut down some of the main streets in Plainville, and we just put up some vendor tents and some music and some food trucks, and it just grew from there.
And that's the thing, it has grown. I mean, it takes over the center of Plainville. If people don't know the area, it's Whiting Street. It's that intersection by the old police station. It just where the giant pumpkin is. And I'm assuming the giant pumpkin's going to be this year for people to guess the weight also.
Yes, it was just at the Durham Fair, and the owner of it just delivered it today at 10 o'clock this morning to the front of the Municipal Center in Plainville.
That's excellent. And, you know, one thing I want, there's the, for lack of a better term, I'm going to call it the wall of jack-o'-lanterns with all the spots.
Yes, the tower.
The tower of, you know, jack-o'-lanterns, pumpkin, and people can carve their own pumpkin and bring them there. There's two options they have, though.
Yes. Well, that tower is specifically for sponsors. Mm-hmm. So that's the way we make our money, for donating it to the the Plainville Community Fund. And it, but they can also carve one at home, bring it to the front lawn of the library. And, we have judges every year who vote on the scariest, the happiest, the funniest, all kinds of categories. And they do get prizes. Businesses donate gift certificates, and people walk away with some cool prizes, and we get to enjoy their carvings.
And it's one of those things, like you said, it's the businesses that help. And the businesses in that area, they're all open. They open their doors. They want you to come in. You know, my kids always love the churros. But there's the food trucks, there's bounce houses, there's other vendors. I mean, this has grown. Is this something when you were planning this that you thought it would be this big? And is there an end to it in your mind?
No, absolutely not. As long as I'm able to do this, I will. I don't do it alone. We have about 75 volunteers on the committee and throughout that help every year. And no, this is just something also that I wanted to bring people, we wanted to bring people down to our downtown. And it's so good for the businesses because they get a lot of foot traffic. They open their doors. You know, they're handing out goodies and treats for the kids. And we have over close to 50 vendors this year. It ranged around 40 vendors. Now we've seen a spike this year. We've got about 15 food trucks. And all the area restaurants down there will have their doors open, you know, so come on down.
And that's one of the things. You can go hungry. Like, I suggest go hungry because there's going to be food for you to eat. Like you said, the food trucks. I mean, if it's either you want a cheeseburger, you want some Caribbean food, you want apple fritters, you want vegan food, seafood, it's all there. The cannoli truck was a hit last year. I must say, I probably ate way too many things from that truck, but that's okay. You know, you're walking around, you're outside, it's fall. Yeah.
Yes, it's beautiful. Oh my gosh, you can go to, there's so many. There's Ted's, one of my favorites, all-time Ted's Steamed Cheeseburgers. they are bringing their coffee ice cream truck, which is amazing. That's new this year. Let's see, we have the King of Pearl truck. They are coming. Zealicious Caribbean Kitchen. There's just so many to name.
And Dope Fried Foods. I know where I camp. Yes. Dope Fried Foods comes quite often. I know they have a line there. So awesome. There's another one you got to hit up. But also, so we have the foods. We have the vendors. We also have the haunted house that the Masonic Lodge does every year. That thing has grown into its own entity.
It is. It is. It's amazing. And they get so excited about putting this on for the kids and the adults. And I mean, there's pictures on our website of the line going down the street. It just doesn't stop for 4 hours straight. So it's a huge hit.
So I suggest you can, because if they're set up in the same location, what you do is you get some apple fritters and then you go wait in line. It's like
great
you need
idea.
That sustenance to kind of keep you waiting in line.
Absolutely. And actually on the side of the haunted house this year, we're going to have a big obstacle bounce house inflatable.
Okay.
So while you're waiting, you can have a friend wait in line and you could go bounce in the inflatable bounce house and jump back in line.
And then when you're done with the bounce house, you're done with the Masonic Lodge, head over back to the center of the Plainville Center, where the giant pumpkin is, and you can watch some live music.
Yes, Audacity is a local band, and every year they donate their time and energy, and they have a following of people that come and just plant themselves in the middle of the street in front of them, and there's dancing and singing, and it's just a really great time.
And I'll admit, I kind of danced along last year to the Thriller dancers.
Yeah, I missed you. I didn't see you last year. But yes, the Thriller dancers were there from the YWCA in New Britain, and they were amazing. So that was fun.
And
hopefully we'll get them again this year. Hoping. I'm working on it.
So we'll have to find each other and dance together.
Yes. That's a promise.
And it's this is a family event. We're not leaving anyone out. We're starting right with the kids. We have a kids magician show at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Yes, we do. It starts at the Parks and Recreation. It's put on by the library in Plainville and the Park and Rec department. And they have a magician. They have candy, bags of candy. It's really fun for the kids. So from 4 to 5, that's what they do over there. And then they start the parade at 5 o'clock, which goes straight down Whiting Street onto East Main Street and up to the library. And you can, all the little kids can come and dress up and their parents dress up. And it's a great way to start the event.
And as a parent with kids, but my kids are at that in that teenage years where they're not cool. As a parent, you can also dress up and have a little fun in the parade.
Yes,
like throw on a costume, have some fun out there.
Yes, and everybody's walking around, and I heard that there's going to be a pack of witches doing some witch dancing. So that's going to happen. There's all kind of vendors that are asking this year if they can do little things by their tent, play games, just to bring the kids in and just have a fun time for 4 hours. It's a great way to bring everyone down to the Plainville Center and have some fun.
Yeah, the Plainville Center is awesome. Like, you know, and that's the thing. We had talked about this earlier, but the vendors and the local businesses opening up their doors. Yeah. My wife had dyed her hair and it didn't come out as good as she wanted. And 466 is right there. And now the whole family goes to 466. Everyone gets their hair done.
Yes,
and you never know what's going to happen there. You know, if it's got the live music. And then if it is a cold night, we're hoping for good weather. But if it is a chilly night, you kind of have a bonfire built in, I guess you could say.
Yes, we do. We have the regional burn trailer coming in the Webster Bank parking lot. It was new last year, and it was put on by the fire department. So this year, it is going to be teaching kids and adults how to shut their doors at night so that if there is a fire, the smoke won't get in and the fire won't get in, and you'll have more chance to escape your home if that should ever happen.
And the one thing I definitely want to touch on, the last things, people are trying to figure out how to get there. Park at the high school, shuttles. Tell us about the shuttles.
Absolutely. DACO Bus every year has donated a couple buses, and they go in a loop from the high school. It's literally a two-mile bus trip to the entrance. They drop you off on Maple Street, down Whiting, and it's a constant loop for 4 hours. There's two buses, so you can easily get a bus, you know, pretty much every 5 minutes. So, that's all. And there's handicap parking behind the municipal center. So that's, you can get in by the police station. Just show them your handicap parking ticket and you'll be all set.
So there you go. If people want more information, PlainvillePumpkinFest.org. Welcome to the 2023 Pumpkin Fest. Chris, thank you for joining me this year. I'll meet you out there. We'll do some dancing. We'll have a churro together. We'll hit up Ted's. It'll be a great time. Every year I look forward to this festival, and this year is no other, because it's things like this that are happening right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, "Is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar?" I said, "Sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious." He said, "I think that might be it."
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.